Those of you that don't know me, you've never seen my face before, and you're wondering why I'm on this stage, please do not call the cops. I was invited here. Amen. And for those of you that do know me, you're probably still wondering, why is this guy on the stage? Amen. Please don't call the cops. Amen. I was invited here. I promise you that. My name is Rico. Hey. All y'all, my name is Rico. So now we're familiar. We're familiar now. Amen. God bless. I know you. You know me. We can get this going. Amen. It's a pleasure to meet you all. I am from God's ranch. I am a product of God's ranch. I was going to break down in summary what God's ranch is, but it looks like you guys got the gist of it. Amen. And this is exactly what we do. We help the lost. Help the lost. This is a job that is in high demand for a lot of different reasons, because no matter where you've been, once we are born, we understand that we are born into sin and we are a lost humanity. And so we all need salvation. Amen. Of course, some more than others, including myself. A little bit about myself so that you're a little more familiar. I did not grow up in the church. I grew up in a very dark neighborhood called San Bernardino. Amen. And by the mercy, grace, and glory of God, I made it out. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought I was definitely going to die there, but God had better plans for me. And here I am today. Amen. It's unfathomable. When I take a look at my story, I took a look at my past, and I look at the stage, and I look at this crowd, and I'm like, God, how did you do this? How did you do this? Because I know my story, right? If you play your story back, you know your story. And you probably think the same thing, like, God, how are you doing this right now? And in this moment, this is what I've come to talk about. How God is able, how God will go beyond our expectations, how God will break the barriers of our life, amen, how God will break down the walls of things that we put up, and God says, that doesn't belong to you, so I'm going to go ahead and take that down, amen. You may like that decoration in your life, but I don't, amen, and so I want to build something new for you, and this is what God is doing today, here in this place, every single day, all throughout the world. And now, at the beginning of the service, they said there was earplugs available. if you don't have any, I recommend you get some, because I do get a little loud from time to time. I pray that you guys don't mind that. And I was going to encourage the front row to get some raincoats, because sometimes saliva goes in that direction. Amen. But it's all God's ranch, and so they're used to it, so we're good. Amen. We are good in that foundation. You don't have to worry. I don't think I can projectile that far, so you guys should be safe. Amen. Praise God. We need to be encouraged that God is able. Does anybody believe that God is able? Amen. Does anybody believe that God is able? That's number one. You have to believe that God is able. Amen. If you do believe that God is able, I pray that you do have a Bible sitting there in front of you. And if you do, because you should, amen. If not, go get one, please. We are going to turn to the letter of Ephesians, chapter 3. I'm going to go ahead and turn with you. Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to start from verse 14. And right now, just understand, start meditating on God being able. Amen. God being able. No matter what you're going through, understand that God is able. No matter what you heard, know that God is able. No matter what opinion you read in whatever comments it could have been, or whatever your friend had told you, or even what you grew up even witnessing or seeing, understand that God is able. So with that in our hearts, let's pray. Father, we ask that you would guide us through your message, Lord, that you would fill this place with your Spirit, that anything outside of your message, outside of who you are and what you want us to know, would be absent at this moment. There is nothing more important or more greater than what you want us to know, want us to hear, and be encouraged by. May we believe and receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody there? Ephesians chapter 3, starting from verse 14. I pray that you are present in your Bible because we are going to go through the Word of God. So let's go. And the Word of God says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with all power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how high, how long, and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Oh, I love the Bible. That is good right there. That is good. Anybody want to be filled today? Amen. Does anybody want to be filled? I pray that you do, because this is what the Bible is talking about. Now, Paul starts off in this beautiful place of submission. Amen. He's expressing himself in a fervent emotional prayer, because chapters 1, 2, and 3, he's explaining something, all things about God that God has done. A lot of things which seems unbelievable, unfathomable, but Paul right here is expressing himself because he's acknowledging it through revelation. He says, there is something that God has shown to me where I'm thinking in my heart and in my mind, this has to be impossible. And when you take a look at verse 6 within chapter 3 right here, the Bible tells us this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. So Paul is expressing his emotional prayer, saying that I'm seeing something that God is doing, that God is putting together his body here on earth through all people, Jews and Gentiles. Something like this in those days was completely incomprehensible. And even if we take a look at today, we probably see it as unbelievable, especially how so much is going on in the world today where we think just one single opinion could cause dissension. One comment can cause a separation. Amen. That one little thumbs up or thumbs down might cause an argument. So even today, where we take a look at the word unity, we might think this is really, really hard to do. But Paul is saying, I am seeing God do it. He says, Jews and Gentiles, at that time, they weren't getting along. They weren't supposed to be together. Jews were God's people and Gentiles weren't. Gentiles were apart from God's people. Amen. They were most likely pagans. It says, you don't have any part of the heir of which God has for the Jewish people. And Paul says, guess what God is doing in this place? Amen. God is going above and beyond anybody's thought, anybody's imagination, anything that they thought what God can do or can't do, God is doing. And so this is filling Paul up, and he's getting emotional, and he's saying, man, I get on my knees in complete submission, and I am praying to God. I am praying to God in this moment that we will be united and be filled up with what we need because of what we're going through and what's coming in our direction. Amen. So when you take a look around, guess what? Amen. We are not separated. We are united in the body of Christ Jesus. Amen. We are together by the Spirit that indwells within us. And Paul begins to talk about this. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. When anybody in here puts their faith in Christ Jesus, you receive that Spirit. And this is what brings us together. Amen. So it doesn't matter the age group. It doesn't matter how rugged you are. If you look like me, broke down and beat down, or if you look as pure as my 11-year-old on the front seat, right there, it doesn't matter. We are united within the same body because this is where God is doing his movement. Amen. And so this is one of the many things, and I skip past the title. I do that a lot. Amen. When I get going, the title of this message is called Above and Beyond. Amen. Above and Beyond, because this is how God works. This is how God moves. And so this is just the purpose that Paul is expressing, that God is going above and beyond what anybody could ever think or imagine God is doing. After this prayer, Paul begins to describe what we have in us today, which is the power. Amen. A power that through faith that we will experience this dynamis. That's the Greek, dynamis. It's a dynamic, explosive power of God. This is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen. This is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It's a power that explodes from the inside outward. Amen. It doesn't start from the outward going in, right? If I were to get off the stage right now, go change my clothes and come back out and say, hey, my name is Tom, everybody. How y'all doing? You're going to be like, this guy's a schizophrenic. He needs to get off the stage. Please get this guy out of here. He's doing something wrong. Even if I change my clothes and say I have a different name, you will know that I am still the same person I have always been. But Paul is saying this explosive dynamic power starts from the inside with the Holy Spirit. This is where the change occurs. Amen. So if there's any one of us that's been wanting to experience some sort of change in our life, it doesn't start by changing our clothes or changing our outward appearance. Amen. It starts by the inworking of the Holy Spirit, knowing that he's doing something inside of you, but I have to follow him. Amen. I have to be sensitive to the Spirit and understand he's doing something inside of me that I want so badly, but I just don't know how to get to it. And it's a process, but we all have to have faith in it. Do you believe that? Amen. We all have to have faith that God is doing this power inside of us. And so Paul's saying there's a power that goes above and beyond your expectation. If you ever thought that you were just going to be the same person your entire life, well, guess what? You're wrong. Amen. And I have a whole front row right here in front of me that could testify to that. Amen. You heard two of us, and I'm one of them as well. I thought that I would be the same person my entire life, struggling with anger, struggling with loneliness, struggling with unforgiveness, thinking that I could never break the chains of bondage, thinking that I was just going to die alone. And guess what? God says, I got something for you. Amen. And it's a power. Amen. And it's a power. And this power lives within us. Now, this indwelling Spirit, the result being that the evidence of Christ has to be at home in our hearts. What an above and beyond to understand. Look at that revelation that God wants to have a home in your heart. Amen. Does anybody believe that? Amen. God wants to have a home in your heart. But you know what that means also? That God's going to go in and clean your closets out. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Because sometimes I stuff a lot of stuff in that closet that gets packed up and now it's bulging out the seams. Anybody do spring cleaning lately? Yeah. Anybody? Oh, yeah. Anybody get to that living room closet? My wife did and she was mad at me. Amen. Anybody get to that living room closet and they have all sorts of junk out? Well, that's what God wants to do. He says, I want to make my home in your heart. But in order for me to do so, you have to let me to every single room and every single closet and underneath your bed where you had all the snacks and the junk food at. Amen. I got to get that out also. This is John 14:23. The word of God says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Amen. That is above and beyond anything I deserve. I'll tell you what. Amen. That God says, I want to make my home with you. Amen. When we take a look at the Bible and we read what God wants to do, you will see that it's all Him wanting to do it with us. Amen. He's just waiting for us to want to do it with Him as well. And that's something that we get lost in translations with from time and time again, thinking that, oh, well, no, I have to be the one to do it first. No, God says, I've been waiting for you your entire life. Amen. And I'm still waiting in this moment to do whatever it is you don't feel like doing that I want to do with you. And I'm just waiting for you to put down the luggage, to break down the walls, to open up your door. Amen. And now, that is the above and beyond power of God. We talked about a purpose, and now we talked about a power. And now another above and beyond, which we have to know about, amen, is the above and beyond of love. Amen. Hallelujah. Love. And I pray that that word will be magnified in this place, because that is one of the most important word when it comes to knowing God. Amen. Because the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son. Now, Paul is saying that He wants the power of God to be increased within you, but understand, with increased spiritual strength comes increased spiritual intimacy. Amen. These two go hand in hand. You want one, you gotta have the other. You want to be powerful, but God says, I want you to love first, and then you'll be powerful. Amen. It doesn't work the other way around, because that power will be found within love. Okay. And now, the Bible says to be rooted in love. He says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people. So us here within this building, saints within the building, we must be rooted in love and live in love, not only for the sake of the believer, but other believers as well, but also for the sake of knowing God. Amen. Now, my question for you, does anybody want to know God in this place? Amen. Does anybody really want to truly know God in this place? Okay. Because that's where the intimate relationship comes from. It comes with knowing God. That's where it starts. Okay. I can't just read the Bible and go out there and do absolutely nothing. That's not how it works. I read the Bible to understand what God wants me to do, and I build this relationship with Him by obeying His commands. Amen. This is what the Bible tells us. John 15:8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Which goes back to John 14:23. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Amen. So if anybody wants to love God and know God, we have to obey God. And by obeying God, we have to come to this right here and do what it says. Amen. This is how it's found. You got to follow that path right here. So if anybody really wants to know God, I have to start here, but I have to do what it says. Amen. And to build in that relationship that is rooted in love. Because it says, those that obey my teaching show that they love me. Amen. And if they love me, they're really walking with me. And when they're walking with me, they're knowing with me. And so now this above and beyond, where God says, I want you to know me, so let's walk in love. This above and beyond love right here, it says right here, check this out. This is verse 19. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Amen. That's deep. That's deep. Does anybody believe that's deep? Amen. That's deep. So to go above and beyond, this is an above and beyond love right here. This is a love that the Bible right here is describing that covers the stretch of our existence. From the highest blessings to the painful depths, a love that is greater than knowing knowledge itself. Amen. The Bible says right here that knowing love is better than knowing itself. Amen. And so that's why we have to start in a place grace, God love, because a lot of people pride themselves on knowledge, right? I know the Bible. I read the Bible. I read it forward and backward 3 times in a row. You don't believe me, but I pray to you that I did it. Amen. But the Bible says right here, amen, that knowing love is greater than knowing knowledge. Amen. And so that's why we have to know a love before we decide to get puffed up on knowledge. Amen. Because there is no power found within knowledge if it's not led by love. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get it? Amen. Hallelujah in this place. Amen. Yeah. So we have to be rooted in love. And to add more on to that, Paul says, that you may be filled to the measure of all of the fullness of God. Amen. So this is how it works. He says, God has a purpose that I want you to believe in and experience. God has a power that I want you to be involved with and let it do its work. Let it do its sanctification process within you. And God has a love, amen, that I want you to be rooted in, right? To put an emphasis on that word rooted, right? That means that my feet are planted in love. So that's where I'm getting my source. That's where I'm getting my nutrients from. This is how I'm able to grow, because if I'm not rooted in love, I get no nutrients from it, right? You ever seen a plant grow when it's not rooted in something? Anybody? Anybody ever seen that? No? No, you haven't, huh? It doesn't happen. That's why, amen. That was a trick question. I fooled y'all. Amen. If you are not planted, you will not grow. And if you're not planted, you will not experience. Amen. If we are not planted, we get no source. We get no nutrients. Okay? And Paul says, I want you to be filled to the measure that has been appointed to you by God. What a beautiful above and beyond blessing it is, amen, to knowing that God has an appointed measure for you to be filled with his person. We can't be filled with the fullness of God because God is too much to be filled with, amen. My whole body would probably explode and incinerate all at the same time, amen. But he says, I have an appointed measure for you, for your life, that I want you to experience, amen. But the only way to do that is if we walk in this thing and be rooted in this thing called love, because the Bible tells us that God is love. Amen. And so we must walk in it. We must breathe it. We must live it. First John 4:7 says this, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves has been born and of God and knows God. You have been born of God and knows God. So without love, I don't know God. That's what the Bible said. I didn't say it. Amen. The Bible said it. So, purpose, power, love. Now, we're going to close this up right now. And I want to give you the last two verses, which this is where I got my title from, is these next two verses, verses 20, mainly 20, but we're going to read 20 and 21. The Bible says, now to him who is able, amen, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, amen, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, amen. The Bible says, now to him who is able, amen. That the Bible said to me who is able, no, amen. The Bible said to you who is able, it didn't say that. To he, she, they, or we, no, it didn't say that. To him who is able. I say it like that to say this. Me apart from myself, which John 15:5 says, where Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Amen. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That means apart from God, I am not able. I tried life apart from God and I see where that got me. It got me living inside of a shopping cart. Amen. That's where it got me. But that's where God saved me. And God showed me a life with him. And he says, apart from me, you can do absolutely nothing. But he says, with me, now you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So now to him who is able, amen, to him who is able. Now, My NIV version, it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably. Some says beyond that you think or imagine. Some say exceedingly abundantly. I got mine from the CSB version, which it says, now to him who is able to do above and beyond all we ask or imagine. Amen. Hallelujah. Just to let you know that this title isn't just something I'm making up. It came from the Bible itself. Amen. And to understand that God is doing something in this place, in this moment, in your heart. Amen. That he is the one that is able to go above and beyond what exactly? More than all we ask or imagine. Now, I can think of a lot. I got a big imagination. Amen. I surely do. I got a huge imagination and I can go wander all over the place. A lot of times it doesn't. I got to reel it back in and say, you need to knock that off. Amen. I'm not the only one. Don't lie. Amen. I know. Shame the devil and call him a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says to him who is able, that means that in him, right? It is him who is able, which enables me to be able. Able to do what? Being able in and through every circumstance. Okay. That means that we are able in and through every circumstance, that I will not drown, incinerate, or be eaten by life due to the power at work within me. That I will not drown. When we take a look at the gospel, amen, and see that Peter didn't drown because God reached his hand up. Jesus reached his hand in and pulled him out, amen. That I will not be incinerated like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where God saved them, where he was a fourth man in the fire. And that I will not be eaten by life, just as Daniel was in the lion's den, amen, and he shut the mouths of the lions and let them know, you will not be eaten today. You can hang out with some lions in here and we'll have a good conversation. Amen. This is what God does. It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter the scenario, okay? It doesn't matter if you have bills that you can't pay, you're having financial trouble, you're having marriage trouble, you're having relationship trouble, you're having friendship trouble, okay? Maybe you just feel lonely. Maybe you think you haven't done enough in your life. Whatever it may be, maybe you're just you're waiting for a son to get a hold of you and reach out to you because you've been wanting to hear from this person for a very long time. And you haven't, and you think that God isn't able. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you today, amen, that he is, amen, that God is able to do it. He's done it before and he'll do it again, amen. He's always done it from the beginning. Oh, amen. Trying to tell you, he's done it from the beginning. He's done it from the beginning. He's done it from the beginning. Do I got to break it down to you? Oh man, you guys can get wild with me if you want to, amen. Don't, you can scream out and give a hallelujah if you want. Don't be shy. God is in the building, amen. Hallelujah. From the power that is at work within me, God has done this from the beginning, above and beyond. When God spoke life into existence, that was above and beyond, amen. When he chose to make a plan, when Adam and Eve fell off, when they fell from humanity, amen, he went above and beyond to make that plan. When he chose to take out Goliath, he went above and beyond in that plan. Amen. When he chose to get the Israelites out of Egypt, he went above and beyond in that plan. When he chose to bring his people out of captivity, he went above and beyond in that plan. When he chose, oh my goodness, when the Lord Jesus came off of his throne in glory, amen, even though he didn't have to, but yet he chose to, amen. And he says, God, he said, Father, wrap me in flesh because I'm going down in and we're about to make some happen in this place, amen. He went above and beyond in that plan. And when he walked with 12 knuckleheads on this earth, amen, and put up with so much, he went above and beyond to put up with it. And when he was nailed to the cross, he went above and beyond to receive that receive that pain. And when he rose up in glory and was resurrected on the third day, amen. And when he rose to the highest heights and he sat back up on his throne and he said, God, it is finished. He went above and beyond in that plan. And even today, the Bible says that the power is working in you. Amen. Oh, man. That's the power. That's the power. That's the power. He said it's working in you. That power is working in you in this moment. In this moment. Even you're like, man, I'm choosing to let this guy yell at me right now. That's crazy. Never thought in a million years. That's power. Amen. Power. In this moment, God is working in power. He says it is finished, but we continue on the mission. Amen. We continue on the mission. So we got to be rooted to God and believe that he is able, even in our worst case scenarios. I'll tell you, I may be transparent with you. This year has been the hardest year of faith for me. Amen. I've been through so much. Me and my wife, right? Been through so much this year. Even in this moment, I'm still struggling. We got so much financial hardship, but we're still rooted in God. Amen. Even our marriage was in jeopardy for just a moment, but we stayed rooted. Amen. I took on a new position at my job, and that was the hardest thing ever. And I stayed with it. It's just been the roughest year for me. But God took my mind to this scripture. He says, I can go above and beyond for you. Amen. Above and beyond. Just keep your faith in me. And we're going to make it. And we're going to make it. And we're going to make it. And we are making it. And here on the stage before you, y'all beautiful people. Amen. Oh, it's such a blessing that God is still doing what he does. Amen. That God is still doing what he does. And I want to pray a blessing over the church today. If you want to come on forward and stand before the stage, I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I am very unorthodox. Amen. If you want to stand before the stage so I can pray a blessing over you guys, you're more than welcome to. Don't be shy. Amen. Come on forward. Come on forward right now in this moment. Amen. Come and pray with me. Because when I pray, I don't pray just for you guys. I pray for myself because I need it. Amen. You're more than welcome to come on forward. Stand with me in faith. Amen. In faith, we stand in faith because we've been through a lot of stuff and we're still going through stuff. Amen. We pray because we know that tomorrow isn't promised and I have to get through today first to make it to tomorrow. Amen. I pray because life is real and life is hard. Amen. And life always has its own struggles. Does anybody know that? Can anybody witness and testify to that? Amen. Yeah. It's very, very real. I tell you, it's very real. Amen. And the youth, what a beautiful blessing. Amen. This is where it starts right here with the youth. Amen. Always pray for the youth. And I want to encourage the youth also. Amen. That life is life and life happens. Amen. But just put your faith in God and he's going to get you through it all. Okay. Even when it feels like you can't, he will. Trust me. Trust me. I know it personally. Amen. Life is real. It happens every single day. We go through something, but God is right beside you. Amen. God is right beside you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. This is your family. This is the body. This is the purpose that Paul's talking about right here, the body. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray in faith. Believe this prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this moment. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, Father God. We thank you so much that there's a beautiful thing called faith that we can put our trust in you, Lord God, and know that miracles will happen when we walk with you, Lord God. When we walk by faith and not by sight, we know that we will see your revelation come to fruition, Lord God. Lord Jesus, you said, blessed are those that believe without seeing, and I pray that we live that kind of faith, Lord God. And if there's anybody in here, Lord God, that's struggling with anything, oh, my Lord, If they are struggling with anything in this moment, Lord God, you know what it is. You know the hurt. You know the struggle. You know the headache. You know the worry. You know the pain, Lord God. I just ask you to take a look at it and put it in your hand in this moment. And to understand that you are going to be giving them the power to get through with it. And not just to get through it, but to grow from it, Lord God. That we will grow and that we will prosper and that we will be unified in the body, Lord God. I pray right now that whatever hurt may have been, that you would just wipe it off. Give it a clean slate in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And that your blessing will flow through us, Lord God. That your purpose will flow through us. Your power will flow through us. That your love will flow through us in this moment. Because we believe that you are and that you are able and that you go above and beyond anything we can think, ask, or imagine. Thank you for your love. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord God. And may we continue to press in and believe everything that you're doing. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Give God praise in this place. Amen. Go ahead.